News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the period following the birth of a new baby is particularly sensitive for new parents. And even though you may not intend to offend them with well-meaning but perhaps poorly chosen comments, they can be received very negatively by those new parents. And joining us to discuss what you should, or more importantly, shouldn't say to new parents is Isolde White, psychotherapist and author. Good morning to Isolde. They are kind of bombarded with advice, aren't they, new parents? Like, are you sure he's warm enough? Are you feeding him again? Have you not? When did you last feed him? You know, all that stuff. Should people just kind of button their lip or what?
Largely, people should button their lip because, like you at 100, new parents are fierce cranky. So, I mean, and who wants unwanted advice at the best of times? But, you know, asking, you know, is your baby good? Well, no, it's an evil creature that goes out hunting kittens at night. I mean, these are ridiculous things that people say to
new
parents.
I know. I totally get this. And I've heard new parents, I've seen them online and things given out about people, I suppose, sticking their oar in where it is unwanted. But there is an incredibly steep learning curve for new parents. Is there no room for people, maybe the grandparents or somebody who's close to them, to pass on advice because they've done it before and, you know, they know what's normal and abnormal maybe?
I think it's with all of these things, it's how you do it. It will really impact how it's received. And so if there's a sense of you talking down or pushing things on a person or not really being where the person is at, so you really got to be watching what the new parent is doing, what they're struggling with, and maybe reflecting first, oh, that's, it seems like it's a bit tough at the moment. Can I offer you any help? I mean, a lot of the time, I think what people need is just practical help.
Yeah.
Like somebody who will sit and hold their baby and not feed them sugar or whatever the parent doesn't want them fed while the new parent goes off and has a rest.
Okay, so support is good, advice is bad. I just know people used to say things to me, particularly my first one, like on your subsequent ones, it's not so bad because you kind of know what you're doing. But in your first one, you're having a clue. I remember people say, oh, he'll sleep through the night from 6 weeks. And of course, 6 weeks was long in my rear view mirror and he was still bouncing off the walls about 10 times a night. And you know, you felt like crying.
I do think as well that you have those people whose first child is that proverbial really good child, which basically means they sleep through the night, and they think they have cracked the code for sleeping through the night. And there's no one code for children sleeping through the night. And that's the case for a lot of things with infants. You know, if the infant has colic, there's no code about feeding that's going to make that go okay. But, and so you're having to respond to the child that you're with.
Of course. And genuinely, my first child was quite the handful and still remains. And I love him dearly and he's 24. But is there ever a role? I'm just thinking, you know, you're there, you're an auntie or you're a grandmother or you're an uncle or you're whatever, but you've raised children and you're looking at somebody struggling and you know, you can see the child is tired and it wants to go asleep, but the child's been jiggled and is crying and you can kind of see sometimes things going a bit wrong and the parents are getting stressed and upset. Is there ever a role for intervening or do you just allow them to make their own mistakes and you know?
Well, no, I mean, I think there is a role for offering support. You know, if the child is stressed, you know, saying, look, would you like me to see if I can take over this job for you? Or, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, I think the biggest hard, the hardest one is with an anxious parent because that anxiety does transfer onto the child. But there's no point in the middle of a bout of anxiety saying your anxiety is making the child's anxiety worse.
No, that would be
very unhelpful. You have to find a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to find a time where that can be received. And I think that's what I was really trying to say in the beginning. You know, remembering that new parents are pretty cranky, pretty stressed.
And pretty tired themselves.
Pretty tired and exhausted. You really have to choose your time if you want to offer support. And a lot of times I think new parents will take that when that offer is made in a way that respects their perspective on parenting.
Random strangers, though, you know, talking about how they're dressed or they have a soother or whatever, that kind of, that's just shut up, isn't it?
That's just shut up. Sure, I remember one of my daughters at 15 months started with a soother, and people kept saying to her, why would you let her have a soother at 15 months? And I said, I'd give her crack cocaine if it helped sort her out right now. So I think a soother is a pretty benign intervention here.
We should point out for our listeners that Isolde is making a joke. Just to be clear. I think soothers were the least of my worries on many occasions as a parent.
It's a thing that I think when you're walking down the street with a small child, you kind of become a public property in a way.
Yeah, I know.
And people can think they can tell you, well, you should have a hat on your child, or their sock has fallen off. Why are you leaving their foot cold? Or
I know. You know. I know. And it is hard. And there's no two ways about it. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Isolde. That is Isolde White, psychotherapist and author. Let us know yourselves. Have people come up to you with helpful, inverted commas, advice that you really didn't want? We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk. 6.